A plaque has been unveiled at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Kumasi for the construction of the Jack Presidential Library and Museum. The project, set to be the first of its kind in Africa, is a brainchild of Ghana's immediate past president, John Jacome Kufuor, as part of his penchant for good governance, leadership, as well as economic and social development, not only in Ghana, but with an intended spillover impact on the entire African continent. Correspondent Nicholas Osewusu has filed this report.
The two-story presidential library and museum is being built on a six-acre land provided by the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology with funds from the Jack Foundation, and is expected to be completed in 6 months based on the availability of funds. On completion, the library and museum will have, among other facilities, a 500-seating auditorium, a presidential suite for visiting dignitaries, a dorm, and an information and communication technology center. The facility is to provide a platform for interaction among students of the university and role models as part of the grooming of the future leaders. Mr. Jacome Kufuor, on behalf of the Foundation of which he is the chairman, and the vice chancellor of the KNUST, Professor William Otu Ellis, signed on behalf of the two institutions a memorandum of understanding committing the organizations to the ideals of the project. Former President Kufuor stressed that lack of good leadership has been the bane of Africa for many years. He hoped the library and museum would help in the nurturing of good leaders, especially for Ghana. Mr. Kufuor thanked the management of KNUST for accepting to host the project. The Vice Chancellor, Professor Otu Ellis, said the university is one of the best science and technology institutions in Africa. It is therefore happy to be selected for the Presidential Library and Museum. A former council chairman of the university, Nana Otuo Cerebro, noted that apart from Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, it has been only under the leadership of former President Kufuor that the university enjoyed massive physical infrastructure. Later, Mr. Kufuor and his visiting dignitaries, former President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa and Horst Kohler of Germany, interacted with selected students of the KNUST to inspire the students to learn hard and live responsible lifestyles in order to secure their future.
Nicholas Osewusu sent that report from Kumasi.